That morning, we arrived in the narrow mud lane of Haji Baba Road in our usual procession of brightly painted rickshaws, sputtering diesel fumes, each one crammed with 5 or 6 girls. Since the time of the Taliban, our school has had no sign, and the ornamented brass door in a white wall across from the woodcutter's yard gives no hint of what lies beyond. For us girls, their doorway was like a magical entrance to our own special world. As we skipped through, we cast off our headscarves like winds puffing away clouds to make way for the sun. Then ran helter-skelter up the steps. At the top of the steps was an open courtyard with doors to all the classrooms. We dumped our backpacks in our rooms, then gathered for morning assembly under the sky. Our backs to the mountains as we stood to attention. One girl commanded, "Asan Bash," or "Stand at ease." And we clicked our heels and responded, "Allah." Then she said, "Ho Shar," or "Attention." And we clicked